The blackout that darkened much of the Northeast and parts of the Midwest last month shined a spotlight on the nation's fragile electricity grid. Fixing the grid is not just a technical challenge. The task poses thorny political and economic questions. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are already considering various remedies as they debate competing energy bills. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
There was no shortage of recommendations this past week when a congressional committee held a hearing on the blackout. Utility executives, regulators, and outside experts offered so many suggestions, one congressman joked the hearing lasted as long as the blackout itself. Much of the advice concerned how to attract more private investment into the nation's aging network of transmission lines. Lawmakers are considering various tax incentives and rate rewards, but Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey argued the profit provided under existing law is already more than most businesses expect.
There is a guaranteed 11 to 12% return on investment. Guaranteed. How much more money do consumers have to give these companies to build transmission lines more than a 12% profit?
But would-be builders of transmission lines say it's one thing to guarantee a profit margin and quite another to decide who that money will come from. Robert Burns of the National Regulatory Research Institute says in the old days, utilities built transmission lines primarily to serve their own captive customers, so those customers paid the cost. Burns says that's less certain now that many different companies are using transmission lines to buy and sell power in different regions.
There's a question as to who pays for that new line originally. Retail customers in the area along which the line goes, or wholesale customers somewhere else.
That uncertainty makes companies reluctant to build transmission lines, and it makes local regulators reluctant to approve permits for them. Locating new power lines is one of the major challenges to improving the grid. Chairman Lynn Draper of American Electric Power told lawmakers his company spent 13 years and $50 million just to win approval for one high-voltage line in West Virginia and Virginia.
We respect the interests of all jurisdictions, but we'll never get where we need to be if it takes this long to get permission to build one line.
Lawmakers are considering a measure that would give the federal government authority to override local regulators who fail to permit needed transmission lines. Pennsylvania consumer advocate Sonny Papowski pointed out that additional lines might not have prevented last month's blackout, even if consumers were willing to pay for them.
Ask any consumer who has had to dispose of a refrigerator full of spoiled food after a long outage, and they will tell you that they understand the costs of failures in our electric network. But simply building more power lines or increasing profit levels is not necessarily the correct solution.
Papowski says the August blackout may have resulted from human operating and communication failures more than inadequate transmission hardware. Like almost everyone who testified before the committee, he called for federally mandated transmission standards to replace the current system that relies on voluntary compliance.
We don't have voluntary speed limits on our interstate highways, and we can no longer rely on voluntary reliability standards for operation of our interstate electric grid.
Both the House and Senate versions of the pending energy bill include mandatory reliability language. But there's disagreement about just how much further such federal oversight should go. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, has been pushing for the formation of regional transmission organizations that would answer to the federal government. Some parts of the country have already moved in that direction, but others are bitterly opposed. Marilyn Showalter, who heads the Washington State Utilities and Transportation Commission, argues in those areas, electric power is best left to the states.
What we learned in the California crisis was that FERC is simply too remote to be responsive when things go wrong.
FERC Chairman Pat Wood disagrees, saying no single state can effectively govern an electrical system that operates regionally. He says policymakers acknowledged as much after the big 1965 blackout. Now they've had another reminder and must wrestle again with who will control the nation's grid. Scott Horsley, NPR News.